you are, at home or on the road, you're with the best weekend sound around. It's Monitor 65. I'm Gene Rayburn, and in this half hour, you'll hear equal portions of sports, comedy, and news. Music first, however. Here's Roger Miller's salute to lively old London. London swings.
England swings like a pendulum do. Bobby's own bicycles two by two. Westminster Abbey, the Tower of Big Ben, the rosy red cheeks of the little children. Now if you huff and puff and you finally save enough money, if you take your family on a trip across the sea, take a tip before you take your trip, let me tell you where to go. Go to England, oh, England swings like a pendulum do. Bobby's own bicycles two by two. Westminster Abbey, the Tower of Big Ben, the rosy red cheeks of the little children. So pajamas and your papa's mustache, falling out the windowsill, frolic in the grass, trying to mock the way they talk fun, but all in vain, gaping at the dapper men with derby hats and canes. England swings like a pendulum do. Bobby's own bicycles two by two. Westminster Abbey, the Tower of Big Ben, the rosy red cheeks of the little children. England swings like a pendulum do. Bobby's own bicycles two by two. Westminster Abbey, the Tower of Big Ben, the rosy red cheeks of the little children.
Song has a lot of charm. Somewhere in the world at this very moment, a news story is breaking. You'll hear the gist of it soon enough, most likely on this very station. But how soon will you know what is actually happening and what it really means? You'll know the moment you read Newsweek magazine. Every week, Newsweek reports on what is actually happening in national affairs, international politics, business, science, art, entertainment, and on more topics than I can tell you about in this 1 minute. To help you understand what it really means, Newsweek publishes The Periscope, its famous feature on the future, plus signed opinion columns by seven renowned news commentators and frequent in-depth reports on important subjects in the news. The result? Well, for one thing, Newsweek is now the most quoted news magazine in America, quoted by other magazines, newspapers, radio, and television, and more than likely quoted by informed people like yourself, who this week and every week read Newsweek. Monitors ring around the world, a close-up of people and events in other countries. A progress report on the fifth West German government. That story in 1 minute from NBC's James Robinson in Berlin. Brought to you by State Farm Mutual, the world's largest car insurance company.
Old Tiger, Dave Garraway here. Listen for a moment. The familiar State Farm horns in modern jazz, does that surprise you? Shouldn't, because State Farm Mutual is probably the most up-to-date car insurance company in the country, with the most up-to-date methods. They pioneered in the industry in using electronic data processing equipment, so that more than 9,000 State Farm agents cross-country can forget about time-consuming details, concentrate on serving policyholders, which is a very nice thing to do. And they think up-to-date at State Farm, too, always innovating, looking at the insurance needs of modern-day drivers, introducing new ways that meet those needs. All this is really to say that if you're looking for the most up-to-date arrangement of protection and service for your car insurance dollar, make yourself a note to see your nearby State Farm agent, like soon.
Now, James Robinson, NBC News, Berlin.
The fifth West German government since World War II this week enunciated its foreign and domestic policies. The annunciator was the Chancellor, Ludwig Erhard. His bulky stature visibly weakened as he droned on for 2 hours, reading from a prepared text, which many bored parliamentarians in the crowded Bundeshaus termed humdrum to the extreme. The State of the Union speech was highlighted by sweeping generalities and devoid of specifics, except when touching one issue, nuclear defense. On this most sensitive international issue, Mr. Earhart again reiterated his country's demand for a share in nuclear policy. He called for all NATO allies also being given a share of nuclear defense. Then he went on to spell out that the extent of this share must be commensurate with the size of burdens each country shares inside the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. In his talk, the Chancellor carefully noted the United States bears the main defense burden of NATO. But it is certainly no secret that West Germany has for a long time been the number two contributor to NATO. It is obvious this government will not be shrugged off by some loosely worded, unmeaningful, but perhaps pacifying formula on this nuclear problem. German leaders are perfectly aware that an accord between Washington and Moscow on non-proliferation of nuclear weapons has the highest priority among their allies, and that this priority could be undermined by Soviet fears of German participation in the nuclear weaponry science. Nonetheless, on this issue, the new German government is on record to take a firm stand, and for the first time in 20 years, it is apparent Germany will push national interest above international desires. Foreign Minister Schroeder is now meeting in Paris with France's Foreign Minister Couve de Merville. The French minister had previously denounced Germany's sharing of nuclear military know-how. And Chancellor Earhart arrives in Washington early next month. He realizes this same sentiment will be conveyed him by certain American politicians. How Germany will react to this opposition will be one of the most important issues of this decade. James Robinson, NBC News, Berlin.
Ring Around the World, another in our weekend series of close-ups of people and events in other countries. Now, here is Jonathan Winters for Luden's.
Why are so many of you still chewing Luden's cough drops? You're supposed to let them dissolve. Hello.
Why don't you mind your own business? I've been chewing Luden's menthol cough drops for longer than you've been alive, sonny.
Madam, you've got to let a Luden's dissolve. Then the medication can trickle down to give you temporary relief from coughs due to colds. Never chew a Luden's. Do you understand that?
All I understand is it's my dime and my cough.
I hear the knock I've been waiting for. The door.
Santa Maria, touch you. Santa Maria,
Anita Bryant's latest, My Mind's Playing Tricks on Me. You know, there's one lady in this area who must have thought she was going out of her mind. Last Tuesday afternoon, late in the afternoon, this is a story that was in the news. Some of you might have heard it. She plugged in a rotisserie and blew a fuse. Then she unscrewed the fuse and got another one, tried it again, blew another fuse. Then she fiddled with the rotisserie and jiggled the wires and thought she had it fixed or was going to work. So she put another fuse in, plugged in the rotisserie, happened to look out the window, and the Empire State Building went black. It's true. It's a true story. Can you just imagine her calling Con Edison? Hello, Con Edison, you won't believe this, but... Nelson Riddle's orchestra there, Marriage on the Rocks. You know, when news is made, NBC is there no matter where the story breaks. So you stay tuned, stay informed with NBC Monitor. News on the Hour, it's coming up. Gene Rayburn here.
McCarthy's the name and comedy's the game when this NBC radio station presents great moments from the original Fred Allen radio shows.
Tomorrow on the NBC Radio Network.